The Vodcast.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way in the universe.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
He's no good to me dead.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Jacepticeye. I'm out here. You're listening to The Vodcast. Let's go.
It's Alejandro Sparrowfett. Bring on those milkshakes and Twi'leks.
And it's Buddha, a.k.a. Buddha Fett, a.k.a. Don't At Me.
Good evening, everybody, and all you people out there that love this. Oh, by the way, you know, this is the podcast. Don't listen to us if you haven't watched the latest episode of The Mandalorian. That's episode 15, season 2. You've got Sparrow Fett here and Buddha Fett here. Say hi, Buddha.
What's going on? Good evening. You'll probably be listening to this in the morning, but good evening, everyone. Chapter 15 dropped. And what an episode this was. Following up the footsteps of last week, this was would you consider this a filler episode?
You know what? It was fillery considering it's the last two episodes.
Right?
And it should have been a lead up, right? And to lead up into the next episode. This is going to be so I'm expecting this next big episode, this last episode to be it's got to be amazing. And I want to backtrack some stuff that I said when we get
I don't want people to take it the wrong way. I love today's episode, right? I do. A little fillerish, especially, you know, the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Mayfield, Bill Burr's character, loved.
I loved him this time.
In season one. Much better this time.
There was depth.
The take on like a soldier with PTSD, great. Right? When you really kind of like dive deep into it and his distaste, his distrust, his disdain. Yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Of the Imperial Army that he served in as a stormtrooper, sharpshooter. He wasn't a stormtrooper. What was he? He was a sharpshooter, right? He wasn't a stormtrooper.
Yeah, he wasn't a stormtrooper. But he had a TK number to notice that officer was asking for his TK number.
Yeah, he got what was coming to him. Yeah. He was a commanding officer during one of those battles where the whole population, it sounds like, was wiped out.
Yeah.
The planet they were trying to take over.
So anyway, for continuity purposes and how we get started.
Yeah, we just skipped.
Yeah, we skipped the set. Of course, we always do that. But obviously, we get started with we're taking a trip to whatever this military or whatever this prison
rebel
place
prison.
Is, right? It's a rebel prison, right?
Caradune, baby.
It's a New Republic prison, I guess. These are prisoners of the Empire. Republic. Yeah. Well, they're Empire prisons from the New Republic. And we get what was his number? The droid was giving him so we're picking him up. Cara Dune's picking him up. The droids tell him to go with Marshal Cara Dune. Go with Marshal Dune. Kept repeating it.
Yeah. He pulls out the electric stick.
Yeah. Here's what's funny is that. How many people are going to do that CRL? And I know you're not one of the 501sts, but my wife and I were watching that. I was like, how many bald dudes are just going to do that right there? They're going to do that Bill Burr.
Well, I mean, I could be a good Migs if I just shaved off my head and dyed my beard red.
Right? So,
I love Cara Dune.
Oh, let's get back to Cara Dune.
Sorry, I'm skipping ahead. Let's just talk about, you know, you talked about the CRLs. Celebration is going to be a nightmare.
And, oh, my gosh. There's going to be so much. Right. When we go to I'm thinking what you're thinking. It's just going to be a hodgepodge.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I'm thinking that between the horrible Death Watch costumes we're going to see, the horrible Night Owl costumes we're going to see, the horrible Mandalorian costumes we're going to see. People actually dressing up like Grogu for some God knows what reason we're going to see. And then all the terrible Boba Fett costumes we're going to see at Celebration.
There's going to be a lot of options.
A lot of options, a lot of bad options. We've already seen, you know, we talk about toys here. Jay's not with us. Jay is on a date tonight with his beautiful wife. Here's my thing. Okay. Here's my thing. It's been 2 weeks since we've seen Boba Fett on screen now. Mm-hmm. And I've already seen more than enough Black Series, Boba Fett. I threw on Uncle Fester's robe in my backyard. Cosplay. Right. I'm done. Done with
right.
it. And, you know, you like you said, we have a lot of options because we see Boba Fett today, you know, as Slave One is picking up Migs and Cara Dune's taking him off planet. We see Fennec and we see, you know, Mandalorian and that little interaction, right, where Mayfield sees Boba Fett, gets confused, and there's Mando.
There he is, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about Boba Fett's costume real quick.
Okay, so what was going on there? Was that a new vest? Obviously, he repainted it. Is that a new vest?
First of all, it's a whole new, you know, it's a whole new kind of underrobe too. He doesn't look as bulky as that huge robe he was wearing underneath. Yeah, it does look like a new vest. The armor, everything's been repainted. Now, here's the thing I'm wondering too. We're kind of, it's like a Benjamin Button kind of situation we're seeing here.
Like he's going backwards, like it's looking better. Well, obviously the dents are still there.
Yeah.
The dents are still there.
The dents are still there, sure. But the damage is being, it's weird. It's becoming cleaner as we've seen him progress. And if any of the rumors are true, what we might see is season 3 of him coming back and looking like he did special edition, right? I don't know how we get there. But that's, you know, that's another conversation for our sister's podcast.
Yeah.
The Vod Theories. Right?
It's really, honestly, my feeling. Like
his costume right now.
So
I love the helmet. The helmet looks cool. Don't get me wrong.
Helmet's good.
Like the damage, like the texture of the, you know, the helmet, some little damage here and there. It looks clean, right? But I still like it. It's still Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. But yeah, going back to Celebration, we're going to see a lot of bad Boba Fett cosplay.
All right. So going back to that, and I figure you've seen Galaxy Quest, right? It's kind
of
like a,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's, you know, like a ripoff, a Star Trek type thing, but it's got the whole, you know, con feel and everything. I feel it's going to look like a bigger version of that, you know, poorly done con. You know, everybody's going to have just yeah. So there's going to be a lot of people dressing. And that's okay. I mean, that's what people go out and for fun for. You know, we're not one of those, you know, we are what we consider ourselves, and we're not like these weird elitist type, but you know, we like to have elite costumes. No. I know
this podcast,
not like the other.
This podcast is not about having fun. This is not a part,
right?
We
are the
our
elitist,
group
so
is
to
not
speak.
A
we're the good elitist.
Building out podcasts, we don't give participation trophies out
exactly.
Right? You are either right, Boba Fett, all in to having an accurate, screen accurate costume.
We are not the elitist.
Right. And I don't like that whole attitude of you're elitist, right? Because we have standards.
Right.
Right. And I don't like that because it doesn't cost any more money. Right. If you have a bad Boba Fett costume, that means you've put some money into it. Right. Especially the original trilogy. It's not like you just go buy, you know, at Ruby, like even you get a Ruby's costume, right? And you know how to fix that, and you know how to upgrade it properly, and you know how to paint it properly, right? You can make a good Boba Fett costume that is screen accurate.
Yeah.
Will pass 501st CRL approval? Probably not, but it'll look something like we have on screen. And we could our group,
definitely
while I might chuckle at it, we could appreciate it that it, you know what I mean, if that makes sense. But the idea that somehow, going back to Uncle Fester here,
yeah,
the fact that the idea that you could go into your closet, pick out your bathrobe, and just put on, you know, the $40 Black Series helmet you got on sale on Black Friday from Amazon and call it a day, that, you know, yes, cosplay's for everyone, but I don't feel like we're a cosplay group when it comes to Boba Fett. I know you and Laurel are huge into actual cosplaying, 501st, multiple costumes. You guys do it that way. And all your costumes are legit. They're elitist as well.
We take it from, actually, and the thing is, I borrow from the, you know, I don't want to let my boys down. So I get the good stuff when it comes to, you know, the other costumes.
Tell them who you love.
Love you guys.
Tell them who you love. No, tell them who you love.
Oh yeah, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, come on.
Poe.
What clothing company do you love for cosplay?
Are we going to give him a quick plug? We want to give him a plug? Sure, why not?
You love it. You love it all the time.
Magnolie costumes. I discovered them about a year ago. I think in August, because somebody had turned me on to that because I wanted to make a Cassian Andor. So for everybody that doesn't know what I look like, I am about 5'8", 5'9", Cuban. So,
What?
Cute. What?
You saying you're 5'8"?
Yeah.
Oh, you're like 5'7", 5'6".
No. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I might slouch when I see you.
Do not. I slouch a little bit. This is
that's
not
fine. Gonna we can out. Have. We can have this. We can have this aired out. I. On a good day, I'm 5'8" and a half. 5'9". I do wear lifts to make myself about 5'10" in my Boba Fett. So, yeah, no, I know. And you know who really appreciates it is Jay. Jay, our field center, who's not here because actually this is a great story because we're at Celebration Chicago. I come through the door. Obviously, I'm like to his chin. I'm about to his chin head-wise, right? No, like not too far down, right? But obviously, I'm shorter than Jay. And all of a sudden, I put on my costume. I put on my boots. And then I start wearing the helmet, and he puts on the helmet. I'm like, wow, we're like at eye level with each other. It's like, yeah, see, I know how to make it work. I don't look through the actual T part of the visor. I actually look through the bottom part, kind of like Jeremy Bullock did, only probably worse. And I pull it off. So I actually took a picture next to
it. Listen, I'm not saying you don't pull it off. That is not my point. I just laughed my ass off. And you're like,
I have my height issues too sometimes, every once in a while. So I am vertically challenged in some cases. Not another
we
way.
We both are. We talked about this last time. I am the short friend of the group. So.
And if you weren't around, I'd be the short friend. But if I wasn't around, you'd be the really short friend. That's it.
Let's be honest. Right.
Yes.
Let's just be honest. We're gonna see some really bad cosplay at.
There's gonna be a lot of. And the thing is that's the thing. Now, another theory, really quick. So obviously, we didn't see Tamora's face. Did we just go ahead and use a stunt double?
I don't think so. I think he.
That's Tamora under there. I don't think it's Tamora. I think it's another stunt double. And here's the other thing too: is that why put another pretty face on there today? Maybe that was another thing in a closet. Hey, listen, Tamora is obviously big time with Star Wars. Give me some face time. And I feel like, look at this. We are all those rumors. Obviously, we're skipping a little bit ahead. We get to see Pedro's face again.
Yeah.
In this episode.
I mean, look, we don't need, this is the thing. I told Jay, we don't need a recap of scene by scene. Yeah. Everyone who's listening to has seen it, right?
Yeah.
That whole scene. They get on that. What was it called? The juggernaut, right?
Yeah, that's a juggernaut, and it's carrying some sort of fuel. Obviously, we have these.
The long story short, obviously, Miggs is set free from the New Republic.
Yeah.
Prison yard. Cara Dune Cara Dune comes in and gets him, bends some rules. Mando needs him to get the coordinates of Moth Gideon's ship.
Yeah.
And the only way they could do that is they get into this Imperial terminal on this refinery planet. They go, they get in, they meet his commanding officer from a war previous. And then all of a sudden, the superior officer comes up and confronts them and asks them the drinks because they're the only cargo ship to come back with their fuel. And then obviously that conversation goes south as, Miggs has definitely experienced some PTSD.
That's right. That's his first name, Miggs Mayfield. That got it.
Yeah, sorry, Mayfield. And Mayfield is having some PTSD, right? And he's very upset that his, this officer is basically belittling the experience of the natives and how they were wiped out by the Imperial forces. And I think that one line where he said, as unfortunate as it is, I think it's a little true, where people think they want freedom, but they want order, right? And I think as we see the first order kind of come out of the old empire, that is very much the truth.
Like a prelude.
Maybe in this galaxy, where people want order. So they welcome the Empire back with open arms, as he's saying. And then obviously Mayfield has had enough.
Yeah.
And shoots him. But yeah, we see Pedro's mask helmet off to be able to get into that Imperial comm terminal.
Yeah.
By scanning his face. That was cool. I liked that little interaction with him and Mayfield pretending, you know, he has some hearing and hearing loss or some.
Yeah.
You know, that was cute.
I think the episode was supposed to, and I don't know why the timing of it, like, could you have maybe put this, like, put this interaction maybe closer to the third to last episode and then have two more? I think it's a little too close to the end. Now, you're going to have a really long episode in order for this to come to fruition, because there's a lot of unanswered questions. And really, I don't know if this is supposed to lead to the beginning of season three. And I think they want to prolong this, but are we going to see Ahsoka again? Are we going to see Bo-Katan again? Are we going to see an emergence of a Jedi? Because obviously the last episode, the point of this was to do an 800 collect call to a Jedi from this seeing stone. And obviously he called collect and, you know, obviously something's happening, right? I mean, it worked. Oh, it looked like it worked.
We're definitely next week's episode definitely needs to be an hour long. We definitely need to see some strings, you know, connected here. But I don't think we see Ahsoka again this season. I think if anything, in order to attack an Imperial cruiser like Moth Gideon, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Death Watch. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Night Owls, Bo-Katan, come back and help Mando save the child. I don't think we see a Jedi. I could be wrong. I hope I am. But yeah, so I think the coolest part of the episode was letting Mayfield go, right? Like, hey, thanks, right? Like, leave. Like, you died in an explosion.
That's good.
Right? Of the base. Yeah, that was cool. I like that. I like how Mayfield is like, oh, what? You sure?
And we get to see him again. I didn't like, and like I said, I'm going to backtrack some words. I didn't like him in the first season. In that episode.
I did.
And so did my wife. A lot of people. And like I said, maybe I just go against the grain. And I'm one of those guys that liked The Last Jedi. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe I have a weird.
Oh, story. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then I go.
Can we talk about.
I think that's for another episode. We can have another one. But maybe that's the weirdness, is that I like The Last Jedi. And maybe that's why I don't. There's certain things that some people love that I don't love. And one of these happens to be Bill Burr as a character in Star Wars, but it works now. Mayfield is a better character now. And this episode, did we need him? Are we going to see him more? I guess so. I guess people like him. I mean, it all comes back.
I wouldn't be upset if
he comes back. Right. So it comes down to that.
Right. I mean, I actually enjoy him and his character. That is just me personally.
I think a lot of people do. I'm probably one of those folks that's now a convert. It's going to be nice to see him. The voice. All right. So I got to think about, like, so they call it basic or whatever, right? So
yeah,
the word, and this is great. Actually, because of this, I started playing Knights of the Old Republic again. And there's a lot of, even in the first chapters that I'm playing here, lots and lots of stuff that has been borrowed, and I obviously knew that, but and then there's a lot of people in that game that everybody loves. It has these different, you know, like obviously we're talking about people that have like a almost a country accent, another person that has like a Bostonite accent, another person that has like a New York accent, and even say like an Asian type of accent in them as well. And so I guess I think to myself, is like, a lot of people are complaining about, it's like, man, there's no Bostonians in Star Wars. Is that, wait, yeah, there are. But if you go farther enough, this is a universe, it's not a planet that you're dealing with. And yeah, you're gonna find some people that probably from planet Bostonian.
Yeah, so I don't mind them. Like I said, how about at the end though, Katie O'Brien.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Gonna plug her Instagram here. Go check a look. She is like, hey, Moff Gideon, I think you need to see this. The message that the Mandalorian leaves Moff Gideon.
Yeah, it's hot, right?
Unbelievable. What a way to end the episode.
Yeah, war, it's coming.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I think we're going to see Death Watch. That's why I think we're going to see the Night Owls again, just because we kind of need to.
So we got to wake up early for this one.
I wake up early all the time because these idiots online, you have to. Because I wake up groggy as it is. Like, I think I have PTSD of my dad waking me up on Saturday mornings at 6 o'clock in the morning for some reason.
I went to Catholic school. And then, I'll tell you why. I tell you why I sleep in or why I don't get up at ungodly hours anymore. And I think you can relate. We're both Catholic. We had to get up for Catholic school. It was like, or did you go to Catholic school?
No.
Oh, I did.
My parents were dumb enough to do that to me.
I did that. I had to get up early for that. Now, here's the thing. I lived in Florida to play hockey. You lived in New York.
Yeah.
So I lived far away from a rink until about 2005, 2010. It wasn't ever very easy. So I, as a teenager, from the time I was able to drive, my parents forced me to learn how to drive. So I was like, boom, like rock and rolling by the time I turned 18. Or I'm sorry, 16. I had to drive an hour and a half for a rink. And then I was getting to 5 a.m. hockey practices. So that means I had to get up at 2:30 in the morning in some cases to get to a 5 a.m. practice. And then the thing is, because I played a couple of leagues, because this is the only way to play in Florida, I'm playing at 5 o'clock doing a practice at 5 a.m., getting off the ice by 7, and then probably by noon doing a B or A league, not travel, B or A league in Tampa.
Okay.
Games. And these are, anywhere from 2 to 3 games on Saturday because there's not enough rinks.
Oh,
you got to do these horrible during the weekend. And yeah.
I used to, I hear horror stories of like people that
that's a Saturday
like,
though.
Catholic school or did like, mass on Saturdays and Sundays. Hockey for me in travel was practice was basically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every night.
Yeah.
Practice every night, the rink down, 20 minutes down the road. And then you would travel on the weekends. I loved it. But
I love hockey.
So yeah, sorry about that quick kind of discussion on episode 15, chapter 15, The Believer. Great episode, a little fillerish. We definitely got some background information on Mayfield. We definitely saw a lot of character development from the Mandalorian taking his helmet off and doing what is needed to cross that line to save Grogu, right? Which was a common theme during the entire episode, right? Mayfield keeps,
Pedro's handsome.
That discussion, right?
I like Pedro.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Pedro's handsome.
Mayfield keeps asking. Whatever makes you sleep at night, right? That's what you need to do, right? And that changed, I think, honestly, the Mando's perception of what needs to be done, right? Taking his helmet off, which something season one we never would have seen him do, right? That is the way.
This is
that the way. Religious extremists of the Death Watch, and Mayfield at the end shooting the refined fuel to cause that explosion at the Imperial Security Facility, right? Whatever you need to do to sleep at night.
And speaking of which, of the This Is the Way, I've dressed up as Boba twice since Mando came out, right? Since The Mandalorian came up. And the only reason twice was because the pandemic, and I was getting ready for a wedding, so it was kind of busy. I dressed up as Boba twice. And a lot of these people were calling me the Mando, and I'm like, and it was hard to get around it. And of course, they're all looking at me like this is a way. So a lot of guys use these things called voice boxes, or they call them, oh my God, what the hell is this sound? But anyway,
I'm just teasing.
So what happened was they kept saying this is the way. And I was like, no. So I do my Boba Fett voice. I was like, no. So I do it through my comm, and I said, no. And they're like, I wonder why he's so like upset with that. And I was like, no, this is not, what is that? And I was like, this is not the way. And I say shit like that. And then all of a sudden, I can't stand it if they're going to do that now. And I don't want to hear Boba Fett. That, I guess what I'm getting to is I don't want to hear Boba Fett say this is the way. And I'm going to be like, I'm not going to have to say that. If I have to get back into costume for the 501st and they say this is the way, and I'm going to have to say this is the way, I'm going to do it for my teeth.
Well,
it's not the
same. Like I was saying, whatever the theme, basically, you know, the filler theme leading up to the last episode of season two, I make you the theme I felt of the episode was whatever, you know, you need to do to make you sleep at night, right? Whatever rights, whatever wrongs in your past need to be righted, or whatever it takes to do what's right currently is worth that risk, right? Worth taking your helmet off, worth, you know, being broken out of prison with no promise of being set free, right? Just to do the right thing when the opportunity arises for Mayfield, for the Mandalorian, for Cara Dune, right? Going against her, you know, bending the rules. And then for Boba Fett, right? The man of honor, of integrity, that we're kind of seeing from what we've known of just, you know, legends past, is in it for the dollar, right? He's a bounty hunter.
Right.
Even for the money. And now we're seeing that kind of change of, you know, Boba made a promise for his armor and he's going to help reunite the child, which, you know, another thing that was brought up too was, we know we talked about it earlier, Boba Fett armor is changing. We saw the Empire Strikes Back theme, color themed jetpack, and we see his armor kind of change colors. We're seeing his helmet kind of go back to Empire Strikes Back colors on the ears, especially. And one person that knows a lot about armor and a lot about helmets and Boba Fett and the different variations of Boba Fett, we're actually going to have a special guest tonight for a quick interview.
Oh, we are.
The third in a series of interviews. The Lady Fett interview was separate, but moving forward, I think all our interviews will be in episode, which, you know, gives you a good 20 minutes to hear us banter back and forth about what we thought about the episode.
Yeah,
every single podcast in the entire world for The Mandalorian is going to tell you a recap by the episode or how it made them feel in the warm feelies. But, we got the Wasted Fett. We have Nino, the original Wasted Fett. And he'll be joining us momentarily, and we could get started asking him some questions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen of the Vodcast, it is now time for our guest interview.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And please be advised, everybody, that this interview will be uncensored and uncut.
Okay, so let's jump right in. So we have Wasted Fett with us. Wasted, you want to say hi and tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
I have a real name, Buddha. You know that.
What do you want me? Well, we like to plug people here for the 28 people that listen.
At Wasted _ Fett. You know?
I'm Nino, Antonino, Wasted Fett. I make stuff for Star Wars. Costumers. There's a dot 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 there. I guess I make costume parts, but I also have a real job that people sometimes like they fail to like realize when I take a little bit long on making pieces for them. But yeah,
we all have real jobs too. Yeah, and they're wondering why we're doing our podcast at 9:10 in the night because we have jobs and lives and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And like I used to think I just drank and then made stuff for them.
Then, what made them think that?
Whoa, fuck, man. I would love that actually, but no.
That's my thought.
Person, guys.
Yeah, this is the real Wasted Fit right here. He's got feelings.
Yeah. Let's get deep into it. No.
Speaking about getting deep into it, we all met, I think, at the same time, right? Us three? Because you already knew, obviously, Patrick, and you knew Dom.
Yeah.
Correct? We met at Celebration Orlando.
Well, I knew Pat from back when I worked at a, I don't know if you could bleep that. Well, we used to work at this company called General Atomics. We used to be AMP mechanics for those Predators, those MQ-1s, MQ-9s, their UAVs. But yeah, we met there, and he, that was 2000, late 2004. And he was like, hey, you're Asian. Like, you can get along with my Asian friend. He, like, wears
black. Is that really how he said that?
Well, he was like, you can, like, you could both wear, like, black puffy jackets and drive fast Hondas. And I'm like, wow, this guy is.
Jesus. Is that even better?
this guy's awesome. He had the audacity to say that. But, no, yeah, it was, like, a long time ago, man. So, that company, like, deploys and stuff. But I've never deployed to them. We've worked together. But, yeah, 2004, that's a long time, dude, to know some guy. And, I even remember before getting, like, I remember being in a Star Wars as a kid, obviously, right? Everyone is in a Star Wars. I used to draw Star Wars. I used to make little balsa AT-AT walkers and, like,
nice.
Just have them. But I remember, like, when I was like, oh, dude, like, I moved into that of my apartment. And I moved into, like, his house. And he had, like, way too many Star Wars toys and, like, master replicas things. I'm like, dude, what? And I remember, like, going into the kitchen and I'm like, are those, like, I'm like, are those clone trooper helmets? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, where'd you get those? He's like, well, this one's a fan-made one. This is another fan-made one. This one's a master replica. This is, like, on top of the fridge, right? And then, like, in the room where I slept, like, there was a bunch of, like, lightsabers and then a bunch of, toys. And in the closet, I couldn't put anything in there because there were just, like, so many, like, action figures. And I'm like, bro, this is pretty nerdy. Like, you're a nerd, dude. You're a nerd. But, and I, like, to this day, I'm like, I would never, like, I'm thinking back to I'm recalling that moment and then, my friend was like, I didn't know you were in a Star Wars. I'm like, dude, everyone's in a Star Wars and you just kind of get into it. But like Pat was way into it. And I, you know, even now I talk to you guys and you guys are collecting all your stuff. And I'm like, dude, that's a toy, whatever. I'm not a lightsaber guy.
So
I'm just saying, like, I'm more of like, I want like the life-size stuff, right? Like if I'm going to have like,
I get you too. No, I get you. I only now am I starting to collect some of the toys, and it's Jay's fault.
Yeah, Jay. Like when I see Jay's stories, it's just like, oh, I do need that, right? I do want
right?
that. Right. But then I'm like, where am I gonna put that? Like I have all these action figures, like all the freaking Last Jedi. Some of the Last Jedi stuff, but like all 7, 8, 9 like toys, right? Like 7, 8, 9 episode 7, 8, 9. Like I have like toys that I don't even look at. They're just like in boxes. Now they're in my attic, and I'm like, why do I even have these? Like, I don't even want these.
Here's the problem with collecting. You put it out, and you keep the box, so you actually double up the space that you need. Does that make sense?
No.
Well, okay, so if it's in the box, it's not being displayed. You only have to put the box away.
In the farthest, are you displaying the box?
Of, like, your attic, right?
Right. And then, so if you display it, you have to put the toy or the figure somewhere, and then you still have to keep the box because without the box, it's...
Oh, I know what you mean, dude. Like, that's... So I
there had, you go.
So I traded... you guys probably know him. Like, he was there in Florida. Mike Paolo.
Yeah, yeah.
He had traded me, like, these... you saw him, like, my Macquarie Fett sideshow statue thingy. I have that. And, like, when he sent it, I'm like, whoa, it has the box with it. So like the box is like up in my attic and I'm like, man, it's a humongous box. And then I have that premium format or whatever, like I think it's a premium format, like Boba Fett ESP. Like I have that and like I have the box for it like somewhere and it's humongous, dude. Like I'm like, I don't want to throw it away because like if I resell it, you know, that counts. Like if you have like the actual box that is shifted, you know?
Yeah. Well, so here's an issue.
Like, wait, so stand by. It's not like the box that it shipped. It's the box that it comes in and then the box that it shipped in. So it's
two boxes. That's crazy. And that's how Master Replicas is.
It's so much packaging, dude. It's like too much. Like But people want that. And it's like worth more almost when like you have all that stuff with it.
So here's a story. Yeah. I have all three Icons lightsabers.
Nerd.
You're a nerd, so, dude.
Not true. I mean, so check this out. So I have all three lightsabers, but they haven't been displayed in probably 15 years. And so they were in storage in Florida. We're not unsusceptible to like wildlife and, you know, roaches and whatnot.
Alligators.
Well, not that bad, but so I pull it out.
There's alligators in your backyard. What are you talking about?
I mean, I didn't get oh my God. I didn't get alligators in my storage, but I had all sorts of, you know, ants, roaches and whatnot. And so I have these old Icons boxes that I got to keep these things in, and they look gross. And I'm thinking, if I sell these things, or if I have to sell them with the original box, I said, I got to clean it up, or it's got to look good. Right. I mean, somebody's going to buy it, and are they going to be upset because they, dude, it's old. It's over 25 years old. It's been in storage and shit. I'm just thinking, did you not want the original box? It is an Icons.
Sell it.
No, well, not yet.
Sell it.
I want to see
what are you waiting for?
It's an Icons.
No one gives a shit.
It's like a Rembrandt, bro. You can't sell the first ones. It's not like Don Post. Don Post you can sell all day. Not Icons. Have you seen an Icon lightsaber? Come Buddha. Yeah, come over to my house, I'll show you.
I know what they look like. They're basically master replica lightsabers, but the only difference is the base is basically black, like acrylic with the case instead of like the nice wood was like with
master OGs. Replicas. They're the OGs.
Because the same people doing Icons did master replicas. It doesn't fucking matter. They're the same thing.
OGs.
Sell them. So, Nino, let's get into a couple things. When you first met us, you weren't even making Boba Fett stuff yet. You had your own costume.
There. I did. No, I
no. He was making Boba Fett
celebration. Celebration. Orlando,
were you?
Yeah, dude. I remember because like I went, I got there and I had been making stuff, and I had made a white gel coat helmet so Jeremy could sign it and Daniel like so they could sign it. And I'm like, dude, I want this helmet completed. We're gonna sign it. I'm gonna display it, and I had been making stuff that year. It was starting that year, like okay. I hadn't made stuff for like a year, but like I got all that stuff like the year before, but I didn't want to make any. I had been giving out. I think earlier that year, but I had been giving out stuff to people to see if like it was good enough to like sell.
Well, it was good enough. So, I still have the helmet. And I still have the jetpack.
Yeah, well, that stuff, like, I've been making stuff before that, you know? Like, I was still experimenting. Is this too thin? Is this too thick? Pat had his GMH. And I was experimenting with some stuff that I had learned when doing some composites for the military. And I was like, dude, this is, like, the best way to do it. And then at that time, like, yeah, Fat Pride had, like, showed us how he did it. We modified some of his techniques. And we came up with like a formula that was that we use, I guess, till today. So yeah, I've been making stuff, and I'd given some stuff to some. I think you guys know him. His name is Andy. He lives in Vegas. He's like an old TDH guy.
What's his handle?
He's like, I think he's like one of the top three posters. If you go to the TDH website, like the guys who have like the most points, or like, you know, there's like a ranking on there.
Yeah,
his name is Andy. He's like his curly hair, but I had given him like three helmets. I'm like, yeah, these are it, man. Like, can you like check them out? Like, tell me what you think. And then, I remember that. I remember like giving Dom some parts, before I had started selling stuff. I remember I had casted like, or I had molded like my Pulche 40 first, and then I was like selling that just to like test the waters out and like how to do stuff. But that year I had I was already selling things when I got to Celebration, and then by that time I had met you guys. Like, yeah, my stuff has been out there. Alex had Alejandro had like my jetpack. That's where I met Doom Kitten, and
that's when you met Doom Kitten.
Like, Bro, yeah, remember we were like walking around? I don't know.
I thought you had known him before. Hanging out with us.
No, I didn't. Like, I remember we were, I remember like I was drinking with like the Italian guys, like the Italian.
Fabrizio.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Don't remind me.
Fabrizio. And then like he was like, yeah, let's go fucking drink. So we went to go drink. We went downstairs and I was wasted. And
we that's like, when they named you Wasted Fat.
No, he's like, let's go look at the Regal Robot stuff. And then we went over there and then we saw like some guy. I think I was with you guys. I don't remember, but I remember like we saw some Boba Fett and then I did exactly what Fabrizio did to me like 2 years before in Celebration Anaheim, where he like him and his friend Martin, they like looked at me and they're like evaluating my costume. And I'm like, what the heck are these guys doing, dude? Like, what are they doing? And they're like, yeah, your knees are, they're backwards. And then my knee darts were like on the inside, not the outside. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like
amateur.
So
yeah, super amateur. But yeah, so I met Doom Kitten. And then he's like, dude, I have your helmet. And I'm like, oh, cool, man. Like, let me see that. And he painted it. And that's where I made friends with him. So yeah.
That was an awesome year. I feel like that was, and I was a rookie.
That was the year, man.
That was the year. And I'm so glad that I met everybody because I hadn't dressed up or I hadn't gotten in a costume in a while. And I wanted to get back into my Boba Fett. I had a horrible Boba Fett, and I'll probably post that up on the vodcast from like 1999. And actually a little bit of background. There was no like Star Wars type cons or anything like that. And there was these like in Orlando and in Tampa where I live, there was these things called Volcon, as in like Voltron, only just like Volcon. And
what does that mean?
It was like Galaxy's Quest. It really was looking like Star Trek, bad Star Trek cons. And really they were at a hotel.
We've had two Galaxy Quest references. We peaked out on Galaxy Quest.
Okay, I mean, it really was what it looked like. But hey, cool. I got to meet. Actually, here's what's funny. I actually got to meet the guy that played one of the Viceroy. So this was cool. At this place called Volcon. Let me look up this guy real quick, and I'll let you know.
You know, we're supposed to be interviewing Nino here.
No, go ahead, man. This is good. you know what? I haven't like talked to you guys in like months, man. Like,
I feel like it, right?
Whatever, I'm here,
dude. And we got an editor or whatever, a producer that'll.
Oh, I know, this, it's right? Too much that Cuban eggnog.
Who is that guy? So your guys' producer, like when he does the intro, like the intro and like the outro, like he's got a good voice, man. Like super smooth, like
hey, smoother than mine. I thought I had a pretty smooth voice.
This is the podcast. Come back next time. Blah blah blah.
Hey, so
I'm like, who is that guy?
So real quick,
no homo.
Real quick, guys. So the guy's name was Silas Carson. I got to meet Silas Carson. Mm-hmm. Did you know? Fun fact, from episode one.
Who's Silas Carson?
Is Gunray. Newt Gunray.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, Newt Gunray.
I got to meet that guy. So, fun fact. Did you know that Peter Serafinowicz was the voice of Darth Maul? And I'll tell you who he is. Can you tell me who he is? The voice of Darth Maul, the original voiceover that did it for Darth Maul episode one. Peter Serafinowicz. It's got a very long name. I'll tell you who it is. And you all know who it is when I tell you who. Can you give a guess?
Mm-mm.
Pickle Rick. He was the Russian ambassador.
Oh, no way, dude. Yeah.
He was also in...
As I pour vodka in my cup right now.
Shaun of the Dead. He was the asshole flatmate. He was also the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy that said, "What a bunch of a-holes." Yeah.
You're the movie database.
Yes. No, I am Mr. IMDb.
That's interesting.
I gotta give it to Alex. He like does a lot of movie stuff, man.
I love movies.
I mean, I love movies, but like
I know about movies.
Sometimes when I say like I've watched the movie and I rewatch it again, I'm like, damn, did I really watch this? Because I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys have so much time to watch with like TV series.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm gonna put my wife on blast. So she does a few stories and then watches Netflix. That's what she does at work. So seriously, she got like the easiest job. She produces and she watches Netflix. She can watch series
as part of her job. Yeah, as part of her job. That's a job. Dude.
Do you tell her that when she comes home after a long day? Honey, how was Netflix?
How was Netflix? Actually, she's proactive about it. She says, "Oh, I just found this new thing on Netflix." Oh, do tell. I won't be able to watch it, but go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, like I've.
She watched The Witcher without me.
Like I've never seen Friends start to finish. I've never seen The Office start to finish.
She has.
I've never.
I've watched The Office. You're like, all right.
I've watched it.
I'm gonna start it. Yeah.
But like, if
you're like, I gotta watch it.
But if you're telling me that I sit through every single episode and pay attention to every single episode, absolutely not.
I don't think anyone's done that.
Okay, like, because like when I sit and watch Mandalorian, or I watch a show that like The Mandalorian, Game of Thrones, True Detective, like the shows that I really like to watch, I'll watch them twice through so I understand what's going on in every episode.
Here's something funny: how big would
I don't think you need to do that with Mandalorian though. Mandalorian's like straight up. It ain't like.
I don't know, because like there's things I've seen in like season one, like I didn't catch the first time around, or like when Scott said, "Oh yeah, you saw that jetpack when he was walking in Slave One for a split second." Like, bitch, I did not see that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Scott's got a weird. Scott's weird like that because he got up like at my house. He was up like at 6 a.m. and I just don't have that internal. I'm not a morning person, man.
I'm up at 4:30, bro.
No. You're weird. You're weird like that. You can get up. You don't sleep much. Do you sleep much?
This year, I've slept a lot more. If like,
you went up from like 5 hours a night to like 6 hours a night at the very most.
I gotta say, today I woke up at yesterday I cut up the deer and I took a nap. I was like, I gotta go. I'm gonna go take a nap. So me and Marty took a nap. From like 11 to midnight, and then I watched The Mandalorian at midnight, obviously, till like I stayed up to like 1, and then I slept to like 9:30. And I'm like, whoa, it's crazy. I've been sleeping a lot.
9:30 like, in the morning. Back to,
that's a long sleep, dude. That is a long sleep.
All right, Alex, you like movies?
Sir, yes.
Ready? How'd you sleep? Did you get a good night's sleep last night? I got a full 40 minutes. What movie is that from?
For real?
Shit. You stumped me.
I'll give you an extra hint to the quote. I got a whole 40 minutes, and I built a rocking horse.
Oh, that's a Christmas movie.
No shit, it's Christmas time.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Elf?
Very good, you know.
Wow, how come I didn't get that?
Directed The Elf, yes, with
Confession Time. Bro. Confession Time. I've not seen The Elf all the way through. That's one movie that it's in.
I've seen that movie like so many.
I have Zooey to do it. It's come on, man. It's on my to-do list. My wife is a huge Elf fan. I'm into the classics.
You've had spaghetti with like.
I'm into the classics.
With like maple syrup.
Okay. So my wife is 10 years younger than me, so she's into different classics than I am. My go-to Christmas movies are Die Hard, Die Hard 2, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Scrooged, Christmas Story,
Home Alone 2.
First of all, there's another two movie series Batman Returns starred. Oh yes, Batman Returns got it on 4K Blu-ray.
Oh, that's man, you're totally
the Scott Kaufman 8K edition.
And talk about another movie series that should have ended it too.
Yes.
Like those Batmans. Like
that Batman. You didn't have to carry that. Yes. No. Yeah. George Clooney and Val Kilmer, those were very low points in their careers. However, comma, no better movie for Arnold Pons than Batman and Robin. Those are the best. No better Arnold Pons. Arnold Pons. It's like, okay, everybody, freeze or chill or whatever. Freeze.
What killed the dinosaurs? Yeah. The Ice Age.
I don't like
the Ice Knight.
Who was that? Who was Robin? What was that dude?
The guy from CSI Miami.
Christopher, or whatever. I don't know.
Christopher Robin.
Hold on,
dude. The alcohol.
Matt Donnelly. Mike Connolly. Chris Connell. Matt. I feel like it's Matt.
Donald.
Mike. Chris O'Donnell.
You talk about Alicia Silverstone though, and how good she looked.
That was
Alicia Silverstone. Nah, every Thurman. Time I hear the word Alicia Silverstone, I don't like Uma Thurman's face. Anyways, Alicia Silverstone. Like whenever I think of her, the Aerosmith song "Crazy" comes on.
Yeah,
dan. Right, like
Janie's
Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler was in that too, bro.
No shit, Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler's fucking daughter.
He's so dirty though. It's like the dirty one.
Steven Tyler? No, Joe Perry's definitely dirtier.
Joe Perry's as tall as you, by the way, Buddha.
I saw Aerosmith.
Those guys are short.
I saw Aerosmith once. Kiss opened up for Aerosmith. And you want to talk about a concert? Whoa. Yeah.
Rip your face off, right?
Oh, I wasn't a Kiss fan when I went there. I was a Kiss fan when I left.
Yeah, so Kiss is multi-generational, like AC/DC. Kiss is one of those bands that can do that.
All right, name me two Kiss songs.
I can name you like four. Love Gun, Rock and Roll All Night. Love Gun,
great. Love Gun.
Detroit
that's
Rock
a great
City.
Song. I didn't know
God
anybody
gave
really
rock
liked Kiss.
Roll to you from a Bill and Ted Bogus Journey. That was Kiss.
Yeah.
God.
Do you remember? Okay. Do you remember that TV show that?
That was
the guy
Love
from
You.
Remember that TV? What was that show? What was that TV show that he had?
Family Jewels. Family Jewels.
Yeah.
Remember? Okay. Remember? So I remember like part of the episode or the season, like his son like was wanting a band, blah blah blah, and then like dude, Gene Simmons was like a dad. He was like, well, let me recommend you like a band name. And then he's like, what is it, Dad? He's like, you should name it Drive. You know, like one word, like Kiss. And I'm like, wow, that's how literally they figured out that name. Like what, like he liked it because like it was like one syllable. Like that's the way it was.
Like corn.
And then his son was like, you are retarded. And then like I was like embarrassed for Gene Simmons like saying that, like Drive. Like, yeah, name it Drive. Like, dude.
Oh,
you were like lucky naming your band Kiss because like that's the way you named it.
It was actually an acronym for Knights in Satan's Service.
See, that was after the fact, guaranteed.
You think so?
I agree with you. Man.
Like, come on, man. They like the word Kiss.
Yeah,
and then like they didn't even so.
One of the best movies, by the way, Detroit Rock City. If you haven't watched that, Detroit Rock City.
That's what comes to mind. You know, they didn't even play like Kiss music like on the radio like that much. Like it was like after, you know, like a decade or two later that they started playing it, and then like a second, you know, generation of people like started liking that music. But when they first came out, they weren't that big.
Well, they had a lot to compete with.
No one like,
bro.
Really liked them.
Oh yeah, fuck. And like you don't. And how do you get a song like "Lick It Up" on the radio back then? Because that song is literally like, hey,
that's
by the
great
way,
song. Man. That's
suck my dick.
Great song.
Yeah, it is a great song. If you want to get your dick sucked, it's like the song is literally about "suck my dick, please." Like that is the lyrics.
That was a good song.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying who's putting that on the radio 30 years ago?
Listen, they're putting it on the radio. Okay, that was like pre Howard Stern type stuff, and that was getting. Look, Big Balls by AC/DC. I've got big balls. You've got big balls. Come on.
Not as,
I hate that voice.
Oh, Bon Scott. Well, I'll tell you what, Bon Scott did it, but Brian Johnson, Sarasota native, took it the rest of the way. Brian Scott, best. See, he's the best rock and roll guy. Best voice, all the anonymity you need. You can't.
Best AC/DC, favorite AC/DC song.
Favorite AC/DC. Ah, Thunderstruck. I'm a Lightning fan, but.
Nah, you're fucking weird.
I got it. That's a good song.
I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, I can go off on AC/DC, but like, dude, how about. Oh, shit. Their new album just dropped too. And I wanted to listen to some of that. But like, say, for instance.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not. Who else do you know drops an album in 70? It's a hit. Drops an album in 80? It's a hit. Do they drop an album in 90? It's a hit.
Stones?
Well, yeah. But they haven't dropped an album. They can't drop an album like that.
They just dropped an album this year.
The Stones?
Yeah, they dropped a country album and a single.
Okay, maybe that's why I haven't heard it, because of country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't listen.
I like the Stones. This is me because my musical tastes suck. I have
Nino. What Nino? What do you listen to? Actually, this is kind of funny because I've known Nino for a while.
Whoa!
I know what you listen to. I just want everybody else to know what you listen to.
Why can't I listen to movie scores? And like classic.
Don't make
Wait a minute. That's not what you listen to. It's more like Flagpole Zeta shit.
Yeah. I listen to like a lot of like rock and roll stuff. I listen to rock. I'm gonna I don't know. More deeper rock, you know? The feeling you feel, like the stuff that you feel. Emotional.
Yes, you're such assholes.
That's so good.
Why make it funny, man?
It's just funny. It's good. I love it.
I grew up with I didn't grow up with emo. I got into emo, and it's just like, I'm like, wow, what is this stuff? And it's like, it's just good stuff, man.
I love it.
Like, I know, movie scores. I like old classic rock.
But that's funny. That's hilarious that you said to Buddha, like, I like movie scores.
That sounds like a serial killer.
like you go to a girl and you say, what kind of music do you want to put on the radio?
That's exactly like when I heard that, I'm like, dude, you're a nerd.
If a girl heard that, she would run out to music scores.
She'd be like, all right, I'm gonna go back to my friends.
Oh, it's whoa, you gotta listen to this last John Williams album. Like, say, who's John Williams? Yeah. No, listen, you'll know as soon as you like this on Harry Potter.
Wait, he's like, have you heard the Home Alone? John
oh my
Williams?
God,
like,
it's so good. Let's play a cut for this. This is a deep cut.
Minute 7 to 10 is the best.
No. All the time. You gotta hear the choir scene from Home Alone 2. Oh, it's so good.
Oh my god, wait, Home Alone. Do you know Home Alone 1 where it's the
yes.
church?
Yeah.
That's a John Williams song.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes. He composed that himself. He did that. He did the because
Buddha would show a girl he's dating that. Like,
this is so good.
Let's just fast forward. I want you to hear this. 100%. 100%.
Oh, this is so good.
it's true. No, that's not.
Wait, no, Buddha. Really?
Would you do that?
You would tell a girl you're dating that?
Yes.
Wearing your nicest Christmas 100%. Sweater.
Listen, guys, I get shit all the time.
Holding an eggnog in a wine glass.
I get shit on a daily basis about my musical taste. I can't, literally, the last music I've downloaded was The Mandalorian Season 2, episode, the first set of music that came out. That Samuel Kim's epic collection from, Star Wars meets Pirates of the Caribbean. And
I like that.
Last two albums I have with words, right, with actual words in it, or the James Bond essential soundtrack.
No, that's good. That's good.
And AC/DC Power Up.
Wow. All right. You would hate it, like, in my garage. Like, I have, like, constant, like, music or a podcast or, like, Netflix. Like, if I mean, yeah, I listen to, like, John Williams and stuff. But, like, usually, like, if it's, like, before the gym, I'll listen to that. Dude, there was, like, that 1 week where, like, when I would wake up in the morning, like, during COVID week, when, like, I was working out of my garage gym, like, I needed motivation, and I would listen to that, that freaking, that Ludwig song where it was, like, I think it was, like, episode 3 with
Chips Ahoy?
When they're in that cave, what is it?
Ludwig, I know what you're talking about. It's episode 3 of The Mandalorian?
Yeah, it was, like, what's his, the signet?
Yeah, the signet. The Mudhorn. The Mudhorn signet? Yeah.
The Mudhorn song. The song. Oh.
You're talking about season 1.
Yeah, season 1 of Mandalorian. Ah, we got the train back on the rails, by the way.
But, no, from this season, when the Night Owls come in, that music where they're fighting the squid people, whatever the hell their species is called, that soundtrack was awesome.
Those are the Pirates of the Caribbean people.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, Davy Jones, the squid faces. No.
Oh, you mean
squid head.
I'll find out what those are, but
no, dude, every Ludwig song is, I guess, it's like that drum noise. All
that gets,
like,
you going for the gym, huh?
It's this thing again. No, I don't know. No, it's just like I forgot what it's like, that weird. I gotta find it. Let me play it. Let me find it. Hold on. The Mudhorn. I want to play it for you guys.
This is good stuff. This is
honestly, I wish my musical taste were better. And I've had friends that make me.
I Buddha, those are good.
You've had friends that
I've had friends that make me playlists with, like today's music, like, you know, like hip hop and rap and all that, like pop music and stuff like that. And it's just trash. I'm like, whatever. Like, I can listen.
I like how you say it, like hip hop and then like rock and roll.
Like, I can listen to, like, what was his name? Fuck. Charles Gambino, basically Lando, right? For, like, I'll listen to his album. I'm like, okay, that was good. And I'll have no need to ever listen to it again. Like, not to sound embarrassing here, but Taylor Swift album came out last night.
Yeah.
I've already listened to
it. Any good?
Nothing.
You listen to it because it dropped. You're like, oh, it's
It's, you know, it's called Evermore. So I was like, okay, I'll listen to it. And, like, I didn't mind her last album.
I'll listen to it.
I like Taylor Swift. These people can't go touring and stuff and can't make public appearances because of the pandemic. So they got to do something, right?
I know. I'm like going to shows.
Yeah, you're in Vegas. They got to be having, like, that's gotta suck when you're like the show.
That's what we go to, like, famous chef steakhouses and then like shows. That's what we do.
Yeah,
you know. But
I haven't been to a live concert. Weird.
I mean,
I can't remember the last one. That makes me lame.
A concert.
Concerto.
Concerto.
I'm probably. I'm trying to think last one. The
concerto.
Honestly. It was probably Styx.
I haven't been to the shit.
It was probably Styx opening up for REO Speedwagon or Tom Petty.
I love REO Speedwagon, dude. I learned how to play drums through a lot of their
music. Oh, Riding the Storm Out, Son of a Poor Man. Oh, yeah, all day long.
Wait, let's listen to this Mudhorn. Let me just remind you guys what it sounds like. Ready? Here we go. I don't know why I like the way that sounds. It just makes me want to wake up like whack-a-do, whack-a-do, whack-a-do.
So have we talked about that scene before, Alex? Maybe not on the podcast, but in real life, where when Grogu lifts the Mudhorn.
Yep.
I love season 1's music, but I think that right there is when you needed the classic Force music.
Yeah. That was a missed opportunity for sure.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was the first time we saw it, right? So why wouldn't they like post the fucking? You're right. I agree. I don't really. I'm not like Dom, like doesn't agree with really,
no, Dom, no. Listen, Dom doesn't agree with us because that's Dom.
Dom disagrees because he disagrees.
Right? He finds a way.
He just disagrees. I mean, I can go and argue with him today, like looking out in the sky. Oh, the sky looks like blue. It's like, nah, it's lilac. Nah, I can tell you right now, it's lilac. Like
you can like argue with him with like with his own like paint color. No. He was like, no. Definitely wrong.
No, no, he's like either he's like naturally combative or something like that. But
no.
Always.
My favorite with Don, though, one time.
I feel like I'm just talking about.
But that's okay because that's how you get perfection.
I was talking to Don about back panels and the concrete that's used on it. That's not the right color, right? Dom's like, so I'm like, Dom, what do you think about this color? He goes, well, it's not right, but you can use it if you want. And there was like that long pause of like, you know, Dom's like either being super critical or thinking. And he goes, but the color I used isn't the right color anyway. So it doesn't matter. I was like, fuck. But yeah, he could argue about anything.
I think when you paint colors, like if you're not using those, like, I love those Archive X colors, right? Like they're pretty good because it's like straight up. Like the thing is like with the Archive X colors is like a lot of those colors like match each other. You can make them match each other. So that's one of the things that people don't realize when they paint, like, I'm going to get this color right, but that color has to match it has to like be juxtaposed with like the other colors or else the whole thing isn't going to be right. You know what I mean? Like if everything's good and your red is like
off,
you mixed your red like at a different time and it's like a different, it's like a different like hue from or contrast from like the other colors, like brightness matters, right? Like brightness and contrast, like if it's the right color, but it's like, it's too bright, then it's not gonna jive, dude. So one of the reasons, one of the things that I like about those Archive X colors, like even though like some people may argue that they're not like completely good, like dude, they did a good job with like all the colors, they meshed together well, you know, right off the bat. Like you don't gotta like do a lot to make them good.
Well, I mean, you're taking the whole point with the Archive X, right? Obviously they weren't made directly for Boba Fett; they were made for like modeling. But as they, you know, come out with the acrylics, I think the hardest part for me is pink, you know, mixing, right? Getting those colors correctly. And if you could like remove that equation from it, right, and get the correct green, right, and the correct gray and all that other shit right out of the bottle, which is never going to look exactly like you see. You know what I mean? It's never going to be perfect. But if you could get it that fucking close without having to sit there with swatches or sit there for hours on end with the screen. The hardest part now is like stenciling in the final weathering, right? I have it, you know, I'm struggling with stenciling. We talked about that earlier, Alex. But yeah, I mean, we all love Dom. He loves to argue, and that's why he's on the sister podcast of
Thought Theories,
because he loves talking about that theories bullshit.
That's his favorite thing to say after he says something. He says, in theory. That's his favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In theory.
In theory, if you paint this color first and lay this on top of it, in theory. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Like if we were all like, if we were all like characters in the Big Bang Theory, he's definitely Sheldon.
No, Sheldon.
You think like a cooler version?
Sheldon's the autistic character. That would be you.
No, I'm not that smart. But I'm saying like the guy that like has all the. You think I'd be a Sheldon? Wow, that's kind of a compliment.
Okay, let me see.
Like, damn, am I that smart? Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
So, are you like the comic book guy with the stutter that can't get laid?
No, well, I thought about myself. I was like giving myself because I give myself my humble when I'm with you guys, but I figure like I'm the Indian guy that can't talk in front of women or something. Like that's how.
I want another show that's not.
That's me, man. Yeah. I can't talk in front of women.
You're not that shy.
Any show that needs a laugh track to tell you when to laugh, It's trash.
Speaking of, so check this out. No, real quick. Okay, did you guys see The Flight Attendant yet on HBO Max? It's got Kaylee Kaylee Cuoco.
I don't even know how to say it.
Just tell her to check on the Big Bang Theory tonight.
She is pretty in that show, and it's actually very good acting. So, cheap plug for them. But if you like Kaylee Cuoco from that show, from The Big Bang Theory, watch The Flight Attendant, because actually that's some good shit. If you got an HBO Max subscription. My wife and I started watching that. I don't know if they've dropped new episodes, but if you haven't watched it yet, yeah, go watch that, because that's pretty interesting. And it's got the guy from Haunting of Hill House. It's got one of the big brother from Haunting of Hill House.
I haven't finished that.
Wait, the new one or the old one?
Yeah. Any of them. There's two seasons.
It's probably going to be like an American Horror Story where they just keep recycling the actors.
Do you guys watch the last season of American Horror Story?
Nope.
1980? Man, that thing is like...
Was it scary? I like scary. Seriously, I don't want... You gotta watch that shit. Was it scary? Did it make you jump scared?
I don't think scary is the word for it. It's just like there's a lot of like twists and turns, I guess. It's definitely like nothing like to be scared about, because it feels like super...
What scares you, Alejandro?
Like,
fucking
no. Like if I want to, I want to get scared in a movie kind of thing. Like, I'll watch something like an old school. Paranormal Activity. That'll get me scared.
Old school. That gets me scared too,
Blair Witch Project. That'll get me scared. What else?
That movie sucked.
No, it was just scary.
That movie gives me a headache, dude.
Like, I was 20 years old. I was like 19, 20 years old when that came out. But like, I remember getting really scared with that. Paranormal Activity. Nothing's really... Now, the first Haunting of Hill House made me scared. Like, got me scared.
The Exorcist scared the shit out of me as a kid.
That's going to scare anybody who was a kid.
You know, that
Monster Squad when I was a kid scared me.
I didn't get scared of that. I got more scared of, dude.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on, Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, you can't sleep. Like, I love sleep. Like I can't sleep now. Like, watch Nightmare on Elm Street
when you're a kid and you sleep. Nah, yeah. Freddy? Scary turd, bitch.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Actually, we can. Hiding. Oh God, I love that. We can have another 2 hours just talking about Rick and Morty.
Can't, man. Like, I love... You guys don't understand. Okay, so do you remember like when season two when it came out and like Jerry was like getting divorced?
Oh, you couldn't watch. Were you feeling it way too much, huh?
Dude, like, literally, I came home like, yeah, season two. And then I remember, like, it was like episode two or three. And, like, I was coming home.
And he's like moving out with the Utope. And with the Utope thing.
No, but, like, after that, he was like, eating like his own food. I'm like, holy crap, this is me right now.
That's like, another planet it was surreal, Girly Whirly. I love that episode. Season three was when they got divorced.
You sure? No.
Season three. They got divorced the first episode of season three.
No.
Positive.
Are you sure? Let me fucking check this out.
Positive.
Really? It was season two, bro.
Positive. It was season three where he... Beginning of season three,
you're right. Okay, season three, you're right. Season two was like We were already into it. Season three.
Yeah, no, that was
bad, man.
No, yeah, yeah. And I gone through that too. So it was like, yeah, that was weird. That was like weird going through you can't relate to like, the customer. You can't relate to the people that you're watching on TV. And then that just makes sucks. That sucks.
Let me ask a question though. When it comes to Rick and Morty, because Rick and Morty is one of those shows I can watch in the background.
What, are you the one that doesn't like it?
Dom doesn't like it. That's because he's too smart. Like that's the problem. Like, yeah, Dom that's like Laurel. Like I think Laurel's got a really high IQ and she doesn't like Rick and Morty. I was like, how do you not like Rick and Morty? Or it's one of those things where you're just like you.
Dude,
right. I don't know. I think it's just there's something that I don't know why Laurel resists to it. There's some shit that's hilarious. Like some of the things like, hey, is that your guys' Thunderdome over there? It's like, are you talking about the Blood Dome? It's like, save it for the Semantics Dome, E.B. White.
Yeah, right.
And like somebody's going, burn. Dude, that's smart.
Super smart.
Smart. How do you not get this? You're super smart. It's like, I don't know. Maybe you're too smart. I don't get it. It's weird.
I think I'm not gonna Dom. Dom.
All right. You said it was for people that had or are having kind of like those weird, difficult parts in their life where it's like kind of that.
You know, okay, I'm not saying like Dom is like in a perfect life, but like, come on, man, that guy.
Well,
I
get it, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
I don't want to say it, but like, dude, he's got a perfect life, right? He's got like his wife,
perfect pizza helmet,
like no problems, like he's got all the colors he wants for his helmet. Like,
yeah, no, I get it, I get it. That's that. It's for the cynical ones. It's for the people that have had.
It's not just for the cynical one. It's so dumb to say like we're damaged, but like, dude, we've had our share.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, I feel like Morty more times than not, right? Especially like this, like when his sister catches him masturbating.
Everybody can relate to that,
dude. And that's real, right? Yeah.
Like exactly. The door's closed. You keep, you know, knock first. You don't know what you're gonna get, right?
No, the door wasn't closed. She was just coming back to get her tickets, and he was kitchen. That's you, Buddha. You're Morty.
I'm saying the time where his dad walked in, like didn't knock.
Oh yeah.
Like, one day, fucking day.
You're gonna see this, and you're not gonna like what you see. Like, yes, I remember that part. Yes.
And like the Mort. Right, and just the evil Morty and the present Morty, like that storyline I really liked. Like any storyline where like Morty's not being a little cuck, has a little bit of a backbone, I like.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do a Rick and we got so much material that we can cover for Rick and Morty.
You don't think Morty like signifies like everyone who's watching the show and they're kind of like, should I really watch this? Is like what I'm really thinking. I think that's what the basis of Morty is like. They're just kind of like you're on the cusp of wanting to not believe, but like, you know, like identify with the show and not.
That's what drives it. You're right. That's what somebody relates like, to everybody there.
What he signifies, like, I think, like, yeah.
What did the cop Morty say? I think every Morty is one bad one day away from being like that cop Morty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that Citadel episode was probably one of the best period shows. Like it was like the perfect episode.
Yeah, the Citadel is great.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I love that one. That was
because it leaves you hanging. Yeah, it gives you enough depth about all the different Ricks. Because think about it. Yes. Yeah, there's a part there where there's like where Morty was talking about there's all these Ricks that all have the same IQ, all have the same knowledge, and some are working for like pennies on the dollar by comparison to the other Ricks. Whoa. Mind
blown. Yeah.
It's like you're like the slow Rick who is of the group who is always late and
No, I'm tall Morty. No, I'm not slow. What was the name? What was the name he was gonna say? He was gonna say
uncomfortable laugh. He
was gonna give him, and then he called him Tall Morty.
Hey Nino, how tall is Alex? Do you think?
I don't remember.
Ah, burn 5'9". Buddha in your face.
Without the heels.
No, what? No. He said he has to see me in the heels like since the wedding, like in the wedding. Like at the wedding, how tall am I?
I'm sending you a picture right now.
Where me and you are staying. You're trying to argue with me saying I'm short. Dude, why? Did you not see the picture of all of us? Dude, did you not see the picture of all of us?
Shit.
You got a 3-inch deficit, bro. I'm sorry.
3 inches, yeah. I give you 3 inches on me.
I like the pictures, man. 6 inches
on me.
At 3 inches. You're 5'6" or 5'5", and I'm like 5'8", 5'9".
Are you fucking retarded? No, I am like 5'4" on a good fucking day. Yeah.
You're a size 6.5 shoe?
7. Bend over, I'll show you where it is. Yeah, 7 inches is.
7. Leave me alone.
This is
7.
This is not going on Patreon. This is going on cut.
I tell you what though, like Adidas NMDs, I could fit into the child 7 and the adult 7. It's fucking perfect. Best of both worlds.
You buy the child ones, right, to save some money?
Well, I was able to get the Mandalorian.
Do you shop in the junior section?
No. All my clothes are adult.
What, dude, that's a dick fucking. That was dick.
That's what I give to him. It's fine.
Oh, you know, the shit runs down to me. He gives it back to me. Buddha's got it right.
The only difference, Nino, when I make fun of Alejandro, he won't get it right away. And then, like 2 hours later, like, oh
shit, what'd you say to me that time? That was messed up.
Alejandro's the Homer Simpson.
Yeah, one day, hey, look at this. One day, though, you might be able to get Rise of Resistance.
That's fucked up. I'm going to get a better phone. That's what's fucked up. I'm gonna get a better phone.
Really? Oh, okay. Wait, what happened to that?
So,
what happened to that?
In order to get Rise of the Resistance, you have to log on to the Disney My Experience.
Don't give
app
everybody our tips, man. Right? A lot of people are gonna be listening.
You're not tips, and you can't do it properly.
All right.
But I've given you tips. You have not been able to. Okay, so Nino, you have to log into the Disney My Experience app at like 6:58 and keep refreshing until it's 7 o'clock. When I do it.
Oh my God! Okay, wait, okay. I gotta tell you a story. All right, go ahead. Keep going. All right,
Yeah.
7 o'clock is when it happens, right?
You can do it from home.
Right?
So 7 o'clock. If you turn your Wi-Fi off and your AirDrop off, you should have no problem getting onto the queue because literally, retard. No, I shouldn't say the R word. I'm sorry, that was inappropriate.
Differently enabled.
No, technologically. Slow individuals who are just not tech savvy are able to get Rises of Resistance immediately. And Alejandro here cannot, just for whatever reason, get onto that ride. So he can make fun of my short jokes every time, but every time I go to Hollywood Studios, I'm on Rises of Resistance.
Yeah, he's got some sort of weird voodoo that he's put on it. He gets it.
I don't. Oh, Nino, I sent you the picture of... Listen, Nino, I sent you the picture of me, you, Dom, and Alejandro.
Nice.
We all look good.
I look good.
Fucking.
Okay.
Alejandro, look at his shoes. No? He's wearing some big ass
all
shoes.
All wearing the same shoe.
Oh my. Whoa. There's a lot of white on those soles, bro.
What are we looking at? Shoot, send me the picture.
Hey, Buddha, remember?
Send me the picture.
Oh, damn.
But look at the height difference.
Nah, right? Send me the picture. Like, send me the picture. Thank you. Send me the reference picture.
I'm wearing like some black shoes, though.
Show me these damn pictures. Where is this picture?
I'll send it to you right now. So that is not 6 inches between me and Alejandro. Sorry.
No.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Let's see.
It's
take
not 6 inches. You're right.
Take 3 inches off those shoes he's wearing.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah.
It could be
right.
Slouching a little bit.
Slouching.
I think you make yourself a lot shorter than what you are.
Every fucking time I stand up, Dom's like, Buddha, your posture. Buddha, your posture. Like, get off my ass about my posture. I'll go see a chiropractor.
Buddha? Bro, yeah. Dom is like our big brother, dude.
But like the height difference between like me and Dom is like 6 feet.
He's definitely a Chet.
You are like definitely shorter than me and Dom.
I'm arguing that.
Dom is like the Chet in Weird Science, Bill Paxton.
Dude, I can't wait, Buddha. I can't wait for you to like sport the Death Watch. Like you're like the guy. You're like the little pit bull.
That's good. And
like Joe Pesci, you know, like Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Okay. So my first will be done in May too, so I might have two costumes. I ordered a Boba Fett flight suit.
What? Hey, do you remember you were going to do a Night Owl costume with me? I'm making it for what's your face? But I'm going to be wearing that. I'm going to get a wig to like to wear. Yeah, like a bob haircut wig just to do it.
You're going to cross I'm going to cosplay like that. Is that like cross dress but whatever you're cosplaying? Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. That's thanks for breaking down that definition, Alejandro, for us.
Right? Nice. You had to break it down. Like no one knew what it meant.
Hey, there's probably some older listeners.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like I don't even want to be 501st like Alejandro is, because Alejandro will tell you every five minutes that he's 501st. And I just want to be able like. To get like the patch and like buy the merchandise without having to ask like Jay to get it for me. You know?
You don't need that 501st stuff, dude. I mean, like, I love it. It was fun. But like to have fun.
I agree with you. I just want the patch.
You don't.
And just a smug elitism like a telling people I'm 501st. What I do is for charity, wink wink.
So, me and Dom, so here's the like thing. If we didn't have cons and stuff, I wouldn't be able to dress up. It'd be weird kind of dressing up just like in your house or something. That's why I do.
You do. I see your pictures.
I Disney bound. That's what we do. We go to Disney dressed up.
Some of us do. Some of us do not. Because it's too fucking hot for that shit.
Oh man, I was suffering. I have to say, I was suffering. I was drinking today? No, not today was fine. Today was gorgeous. But I'm talking to the day.
Did you Disney bound today?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did the Disney today.
You went to Disney today? God, you guys are like.
You gotta come. You gotta come check it out. What it's like to be in this neck of the woods. But anyway.
I went there. Remember, I went to Disney with you, and that was fun.
You didn't go with me. You probably went with like.
Buddha. I'm like, yo, so... I went with you. I went with you. Well, not to Disney. We went to.
Oh yes, yes. Actually, yeah, we did. You're right.
Epcot.
Oh my god. Oh, damn.
And then I'm like,
that's right. You had your date at the time.
I'm like, that is Vamp right there. And then like
Vamp. No, talk about disappointing. Like I followed her before. Celebration Orlando before I met y'all, and the night I was in line to get in. Yeah,
no. He is in Lake County,
you
Florida.
Y'all, you don't gotta
first
go
of all, yeah, we say y'all down here. All right. That night I'm in line because I was gonna meet Jerry Bullock and I wanted to get into the first panel, so I'm in line outside of the Orange County Convention Center, and Vamp shows up, and I've always thought she was like attractive, like online. And I'm like, oh my God, like talk about Instagram filters and all that shit. Yikes. Oof.
Really?
Yeah. Like
really?
Just way too skinny.
I've heard a lot of people get disappointed with that cosplayer.
Yeah. But you know, though, like she, like when we met her at the dinner that night, like she waved, she said hi, like in passing, like she didn't give off that, like the whole vibe of like, I'm unapproachable. 'Cause I have 6,000 followers. right? Like, you should know who I am.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, who are you? You should know who, what my handle is on Instagram. Like, get the fuck over yourself.
Kind of like, we all know who we are. Kind of like that one that we talked about.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm referencing. Like, listen, unless you're fucking verified and you're making money and you don't have to have a fucking full-time job, right, where you're just like one of the Kardashians making like $1 million a year off Instagram, shut the fuck up. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. I think like a lot of the people who are Instagram, they deserve or they need to give thanks to their fans, man. That's like,
well, there's a difference between them, you know, their fans, thanking your fans, you know, and I mean, being nice to your fans. Like Vamp, I've seen, right, like she is nice to her fans, and there's another thing of being like rude and condescending, right, to people who don't know who the fuck you are.
True.
Right. It's like, just,
I'm like, I am. I mean, I didn't know I had fans. Like, I don't know. I just make stuff, right? But like, people wanted like pictures of me and stuff. I'm like, all right. Like, I'm not gonna be mean to them. I'm not. Like, that's just like stupid to do that, you know. And I feel bad because like I remember like, so we got back from Celebration that one year for last. Yeah. Damn, it was like last year, right? And someone was like, hey man, like I met you, but like I felt bad because you said you were too busy because I wanted to take a picture, and then you were like, oh, I forgot what, I don't even fucking remember that, dude. And like I felt bad. I'm like, dude, give me your address. Let me send you a sticker. Nino was like, yeah, man. Like, let me give you my used underwear and like fucking, I don't know.
Yeah, oh, no. Like a
bro, like 10 free workouts. Like, I don't know. Like, I felt bad. Yeah, dude. Like, let me get you. Like, you can sleep over at my house. Come on. Like, and I don't know what happened. It was probably because like we were like gonna go do like one of our Denton Helmet like meet.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, it's that time. Or, that's the one thing I
can think of. Or like, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're all shit faced and like.
No, it was definitely during like the con hours and the flow hours or something.
No, definitely not, because like if it was like that, if that was happening, I would definitely be like, let me get in that picture.
I can definitely vouch for Wasted Fat. He will drop anything that he's doing if somebody says something like, oh yeah, bro.
Underwear, he will
drop what he's doing
pants to give and you, all that,
a picture or anything like that, because and really he's like, wow, people are actually asking for my picture.
Right, like who would, like, I felt bad. I'm like, dude, when did that happen? I
somebody
in
actually
my head,
said like, Sparrow Fett to me, like, oh, that's Sparrow Fett. I'm like, dick, but like, I got recognized at Celebration. I must have messed. I made it.
Someone paid them to do that.
No,
fucking weirdo over there.
That's my god, I'm gonna pay people to do that
next time. Next time we go to like Celebration,
$1,
we'll like send some cash. We'll have to get like a kid to like like videotape the reactions of like, oh, you're Buddha Fett. Like, yeah.
And I'll know right away.
Bro. All right. So like, how about like, we know who like, how about we know who like Lady Fett really is, and then we'll pay people to be like, hey, like, that's not Lady Fett, but like, can you pretend that's her and be like, oh my
man,
god,
that would mess with people so bad.
Like, people just do that.
Wow. Wow, that's a bad one. Like, oh, that's a good one. That. But then, no, that's good. That's like Impractical Joker stuff. That's good. Yeah.
We should do Impractical Joker stuff on
Star Wars edition of Impractical Jokers. We get a bunch of people surrounding this one guy autographing shit. Like, just we can get like I don't know, Eric to start like autographing shit, or like Scott. We get Scott to autograph a whole bunch of shit. That's Scott Kaufman. Scott Kaufman, have him sign this. Like, here, go get his autograph. Just shit, have him sign your shirt. That's a big deal. And it's like, who is it? Scott Kaufman? You know.
That's Scott Kaufman. He was like the film director. He was like the costume director for episodes 1, 2, and 7.
You gotta like,
you gotta like, You gotta like stagger, like, dude, like just, whoa.
And then no, legit, you do it to Scott, like without him knowing, and just like, what? Oh yeah, just sign this, please. Like you start signing it. It's like, dude, just sign whatever.
You know what the biggest stupid flex I saw a celebration window in Chicago was like Hip Hop Trooper bringing basically
now it was hired.
Like hired like cam girls, like to party.
So how, oh well, I mean, girls got.
Oh,
eat.
I'm just saying that's a flex. Like if you pay two individuals to wear like slutty costumes for you with the weekend, just to like play with your boombox at some like hotel lobby, that's a flex.
That is pretty flexy.
That is, man.
That was like definitely strange.
You pay for the like the flight and everything, or did she like have to deduct that off for taxes?
I don't know, but all I know is from Chicago.
That's kind of here. You know, you can deduct this all off your taxes, right? I mean, I'd be cheap like that. I'd be cheap like that.
Technically, you can. It works.
I ate so many Chicago style hot dogs that trip.
Man's gotta have his wiener. No, the shitty pizza.
No, dude, it's
best.
About those like shitty pizza.
Oh no. Oh. Like the Papa John's and
no. No, thank you. That flat so Nino and I shared an Airbnb, whatever that was. And that was a good Airbnb. And
that was the best Airbnb
a flatbread or like a thin style crust pizza from Chicago place, and that was the best sauce I had had. So good.
That was so good, dude.
I like that pizza. I found out we have a Giordano's here in Florida. I don't know if it's any good.
Oh, I love.
Hey, let's go to DeMonico's.
DeMonico's.
There's a steakhouse I want to go to.
DeMonico's?
They used to have one where I'm from in New York. We'll have to go.
No, dude. There's a, it's called the Bull and Bear. It's at the new Waldorf Astoria. Right in front of Disney. And it's the Bull and Bear. There is a seafood appetizer called the Seafood Tower. It's $225.
$225. Okay, no.
No, that's some flex. If you can what? Go in there and say, hey, listen, we're gonna get some steaks, but first we'd like the seafood.
I'm a very simple man. Give me some fried calamari or some grilled octopus before my steak and we'll call it a night.
I'm a simple man.
I'm sent to Florida.
I'm
in the panhandle.
I'm just a simple man trying to make my way through the panhandle.
Tom's in a different time zone too.
Yeah, that's how far in the boonies he is.
Dude, I never
yeah,
knew that.
Are we the only
like
state with a different time zone? That has to use a different time zone?
Like,
there's gotta be, right?
Arizona.
I think you might be right, Alejandro. Or maybe Alaska?
Google that shit. Right. Jamie, let us know.
Kind of no, production here.
Actually,
we'll have to figure it out.
No, really.
There's multiple.
Fucking
Nebraska,
guys, like, the only ones
Oregon, Idaho, Kansas, Texas, North Dakota.
Texas is huge. Scott's got to have Scott and Pat got to have like the GMT type watches, right? Two dual time zone watches. That's baller status. If you have a GMT,
they have a watch on each hand, bro. That's how you do it.
I don't know.
No, don't be fucking easy. You guys are gay.
You gotta come down. We go get pedicures together.
Yes.
Oh my
Nino,
god!
Just make it.
Oh, I'm down, dude. It's been so long.
Just make a trip to Florida.
So bad, dude.
When?
I just went to Florida.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my god. I'm kind of.
Your wedding, maybe.
No.
Oh my god.
When have you gone here?
Was it? Did you guys enjoy?
That was such a good wedding. Hey, we need some more wedding.
Oh man, yeah. I was so happy. I'm so happy.
We didn't die. No one got COVID. Really
No. I you know what's funny is that I was talking to everybody and everything like that. And it's like nobody got nothing.
No one.
No one
died.
No one
no one got like no one was sick. I called up coworkers. I called up family. I called up
first of all cousins. Your dad almost died.
My dad almost died of other causes.
Yeah, I know. It was like I looked at my watch.
Yeah,
it was like 4 o'clock. Your dad was
now, and my sisters were just being dicks about it. They put a lightsaber in his hand and took a picture. I gotta find that picture. I'll send that. Yes. Oh yeah.
Really? No,
I burned him good.
No.
Do we record the That's speech so or no? Mean. Is the speech recorded?
I gotta talk to my videographer.
Sorry everyone, but unfortunately we had some unforeseen circumstances with this interview and we had to cut it short at this time. But however, tune in next time to see what happens and the continuation of the interview with Wasted Fett, Sparrow Fett, and Buddha Fett. Well everybody, that has been today's episode of the Vodcast. Tune in next time for the review of the next chapter of The Mandalorian. Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe and leave that 5-star review. And feel free to follow us on Instagram at the Vodcast. That's the_vod_cast. I'm Tyler, co-producer of the Vodcast, saying, this is the way.